In this bulletin, 4 out of 5 New South Wales residents aged over 16 likely to get at least one dose of the COVID vaccine by today. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development warns Australia about its economic recovery. And in sport, a shock first round elimination for Stephanie Gilmore in the World Surf League finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. 4 out of 5 New South Wales residents aged over 16 are likely to have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by today. Some 79.5% of the over 16 population in the state had come forward to get at least one dose by Tuesday. 47.5% were fully vaccinated. Under the state government's roadmap, vaccinated people will be released from lockdown when the state reaches 70% double dose coverage. Most of Victoria's regional trains remain offline after another COVID-19 case was detected among rail staff. That's as Victorians wait for details about their state's path out of lockdown, which will be released on Sunday. Coaches will continue to replace the majority of V-Line services today after a 7th worker tested positive. Up to 300 staff continue to isolate. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development says high government debt and limited scope for the Reserve Bank of Australia to manoeuvre monetary policy will present challenges by managing the Australian economy. In its latest economic survey of Australia, the OECD stated that pandemic support delivered by both the federal government and central bank was swift and appropriate. Some areas have been flagged for improvement, a review into the RBA's monetary policy framework, noting that underlying inflation has seen lower than its 2-3% target band since 2015. A Greens MP is expected to move a bill in Queensland State Parliament to lift the age of criminal responsibility for children. Michael Berkman says prosecuting children as young as 10 is out of line with international jurisdictions and in breach of human rights obligations. At 10, Queensland's current age of responsibility is 4 years below the United Nations recommended 14 years. Raising the age is supported by federal Labor, but the Palaszczuk government has said there are no plans to make a change. Overseas, and China has criticized an upcoming meeting later this month to be hosted by the United States President Joe Biden. The leaders of Australia, India and Japan are to travel to Washington to meet with Mr. Biden on September the 24th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the meeting will show the Biden administration's commitment to the Indo-Pacific region. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says the Chinese government doesn't support the formation of narrow and exclusive regional groups.
China's development is a growing force for peace in the world and a boon to the prosperity and development of the region. The country's concerned should abandon the outdated zero-sum mentality and narrow-minded geopolitical thinking, view China's development correctly, respect the public mind in the region and do more to promote the unity and cooperation among regional countries.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out the government's plan for tackling COVID-19 over the autumn and winter months. The plans include booster vaccinations for millions of the country's population. Mr. Johnson warns there remains a coronavirus risk and tough lockdowns would only be used as a very last resort. He says COVID-19 cases and deaths are expected and some countermeasures will be held back until they're needed.
We do not see the need now to proceed, for instance, with mandatory certification, but we'll continue to work with the many businesses that are getting ready such a scheme. We will also keep open the option of mandating face coverings as they have elsewhere, or advising people again to work from home, and give us the confidence that we don't need to go back to the lockdowns of the past.
The European Union says the 27 nation bloc's most vulnerable people won't pay the heaviest price of the green transition, with the European Commission pledging to guarantee equal burden sharing across society as global energy prices surge. Frans Timmermans, the European Commission Vice President in charge of climate issues, warns the price for not moving to renewable energy is much higher, and not just economically.
The second trap to avoid is to talk all the time about the cost of the transition, and avoiding to talk about the cost of non-transition. The cost of non-transition, not just in economic terms, just look at what the floods are doing, just look at what the wildfires are doing, etc. But especially the cost in human terms. Our children will be waging wars over water and food if we do not act now.
To sport, Stephanie Gilmore's quest for an eighth world title has fallen short with a shock first round elimination in the World Surf League finals at Lower Trestles in California. Gilmore lost to fifth-ranked Joanne Defy in the opening heat of the new-look one-day format to decide the crown, but fellow Australian Sally Fitzgibbons eliminated the French surfer in their second-round meeting. And, in football, a small Swiss club have caused a major upset on the opening day of the European Champions League. BSC Young Boys from Switzerland have defeated Manchester United 2-1, thanks to a dramatic winning goal in the 95th minute. Cristiano Ronaldo scored again for Man United, but his third goal in two appearances was not enough to prevent defeat. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers in Perth, Wollongong, Newcastle, Sydney and Darwin with a top of 34. Cloudy in Adelaide, Melbourne, Hobart and Canberra. Sunny in Brisbane and Cairns. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.